Each year, we ask our members what are the issues that are on the minds of both small and large business folks across the state of North Carolina. And Section 1 of this bill is an issue that has come up across a couple of different industries as something that's happening and that they would like to see folks not lie on their applications. And the second part of that is that if something's going wrong somewhere, if something is illegal is being done or information is being stolen, we would like to have that be reported to the authorities as soon as possible to bring it to an end.
You make it sound like this is almost a widespread problem, is it?
Widespread? I'm not sure that's an accurate description. We do hear from a lot of our members that whether they're in the high-tech industry, whether they're in the retail industry, whether they're in the life sciences industry, that this type of activity, people intentionally misleading an employer on their application for the purpose of gaining the access to information and then releasing it, is much more prevalent than we thought.
Does this bill effectively outlaw undercover reporting?
No, it does not.
Why not?
It doesn't, because if there's a person who notices there's some wrongdoing going on that was employed and they did not lie in their application, they can take that information over, they can take it to the appropriate authorities, and they can talk to a reporter, and an investigation can ensue. So we don't think it prohibits investigations. We think it actually accelerates them and gets it out into the public much quicker.
Let's say some unsanitary conditions or animal abuses are uncovered at a business in North Carolina, and it happens because somebody lies on their job application. Why should that be criminalized if what's uncovered actually serves the public good?
Well, we think that if a person uncovers it, they should go to the authorities immediately. And we just don't think people should lie in order to get that information. If something is going wrong, there are people there that have seen it. There's a vehicle and there's a mechanism in place within current law now that allows them to bring it to the appropriate authorities. We think that fraud should not be an excuse for getting that stuff out.
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to push back a little bit there and say, if it leads to the public good and possibly, who knows, even saves lives, what difference does it make?
Well, fraud is not anything that businesses in North Carolina ever can support. So being fraudulent on your employment application is just not something that our members think is a good idea.
Something that I find interesting about the language in the bill, which I read earlier today, is how can you actually tell if somebody lied on their application and then went and did this? So I guess, in other words, somebody uncovers something and then you go back and maybe you look at that person's job application. How do you determine that they actually lied? Because I have a feeling that a lot of people maybe not outright lie, but they may embellish a little bit on their job applications. Where's the line drawn?
Yeah, I think it's going to be every individual employer and how they look at that job application. That actually makes the point that this is really for those folks who are really looking at misleading folks. The general person who accidentally does something or anything, this doesn't apply to them. So I think it's for a behavior that is intentionally and wantingly trying to get a job for a reason other than what the employer is offering the job for. So when we look at it, we look at it and say it's really got to be pretty straightforward and pretty clear. And it protects a lot of current employees and potential employees, because most folks, if they're going and applying for the job because they want the job and they're interested in what the job is offering, they're going to be protected under the bill. And then also the way the bill was written is nothing in there prohibits those folks from turning over things to the authorities should they see something go wrong. So we think it, again, is just much more transparent. And we think that folks are protected if they're doing the right thing, and current employees are not affected by the bill. So we think that the safeguards are in place.
Well, Mr. Salamita, we really appreciate you taking the time and joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for reaching out to us.